The Starting Lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
So how about it? Hour number three of the Starting Lineup with open phone lines for you. 656-9900, 1-866-656-9900 as we welcome you inside the Starting Lineup. Tyler, Will, William, welcome back. And this would be a great time for you to let us know, how do we play Sports Jeopardy? That was the wheel we landed on today's game, which is Sports Jeopardy. For the first time for the refreshers, how we roll in this sucker.
We need two callers right now, 656-9900, 656-9900 to get on board with us. Here's how Sports Jeopardy works. Each contestant will get a 100-point Sports Jeopardy question, a 200-point Sports Jeopardy question, then a final Sports Jeopardy question where they can wager the points they've won in the first two rounds. Contestant with the highest points total at the end of final Sports Jeopardy will be the winner. Tyler Ivins, tell them what to win.
So, if you want to pick up the telephone right now at 656-9900, brag a little bit. Show us what you got. You have a chance to score the Harmony Pillow from our friends at M. Lilly Mattresses right next door to the Fresh Market in Farragut. Not only do you get the cooling technology that's tied together with that pillow, but you get a family four-pack of tickets for you to head to Sports Fest. Yes, the inaugural Sports Animal Sports Fest is this Saturday, August 7th, Knoxville Expo Center in North Knoxville. You can get more details at our website. That is at 991thesportsanimal.com, being brought to you by visitmyspokies.com. All right, let's get Chris into the fold. Chris, you get to decide. Do you want your Sports Jeopardy questions from myself or from Will West?
Let's go with Will.
All right, Chris, you ready to get this W, buddy?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Your 100-point Sports Jeopardy question is this. What school did Hendon Hooker transfer to UT from?
Virginia Tech.
It is Virginia Tech. Wow. That's right. 100 points right there. Plus, you get 100 bonus points just for picking up the phone, as always, during Sports Jeopardy. Okay, Simone Biles won bronze this morning on the beam today in the Olympics in Tokyo. She is now tied this American Olympic gymnast for the most medals in Olympics history for an American.
Oh, was it Carrie Strug?
It is not Kerry Strug. It is Shannon Miller. So, yeah, hang on the line. Shannon Miller. So, you have 200 points you carry in the final Sports Jeopardy.
Let's get Dustin into the fold. Hi, Dustin. Good morning. Tyler Ivins. You ready for your 100-point question?
Yes, sir.
How about it, man? Earlier this morning, Team USA defeated this country to advance to the semifinals of men's Olympic basketball.
Spain.
It was Spain. They had a nice little W over the Spaniards. Now you got to go to your 200-point question. Remember, you already picked up a hundo just for taking up the telephone, so here is your chance to double up. Miles Brennan is going to miss the entirety of the 2021 season after suffering a severe arm injury. Can you tell me what SEC school Miles Brennan was the projected starter at this year?
LSU.
It was LSU. So that's 400 points total, Will. You and Chris, you know what's ahead of you. Bonus Jeopardy time now here on the TSL.
All right. How many points you have? 200 points right now, Chris. How many points would you like to wager for Final Jeopardy?
Let's risk it all.
All right. There we go. This National League team did not sign their first round pick, Kumar Rocker. It was announced yesterday.
The Mets.
It was the Mets, so that's 400 points. Now, shout there, are you going to do that when you just did that as a 200-point question?
No, I thought you were throwing salt. You know how upset I am about that.
No, there was no salt there.
Yeah. Hey,
Chris,
Dustin.
Stuff, though.
Hey, Dustin. Will West's favorite team in the National League West will lose in the World Series and not repeat as champions. I'm kidding, that's not your question, but if we're going to throw salt, I will talk about a team in the National League West. Dustin. I'm going to imagine that you're going to wager how many points here? At least one, so you can try to get off this tiebreaker?
Say that one more time now.
I need you to wager. I'm going to imagine you're going to wager at least 1 point here, correct?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I was making a joke about the NL West, and I'll stay with the NL West. Hey, Dustin, name the NL West team that owns the worst record in Major League Baseball. They're 33-74 this year.
Come on. Give me the D-backs.
Nice job, Dustin.
They both killed that game.
Yeah, they did. You guys both got after it.
Harmony Pillow, M. Lilly Mattress, cooling technology. It's the perfect pillow for your perfect naps, overnight sleeps. And 4 tickets to the inaugural Sports Animal Sports Fest. That's Saturday. That's the Expo Center. That's online
Chris
at 991thesportsanimal.com.
Chris, come back and play again. Fantastic player. Let me ask you guys this. And I know I'm the one that said when we get done with the game, get to break no matter what time it is, but I'm going to not do that. Are the D-backs the worst team in baseball history?
Oh. No.
Are they going to win 50 games this year?
Yes. They're going to call up some of those cats.
They're not on pace to win 50 games right now.
What's the record?
33-76. Is that what it is? 74.
The bad thing about it was they started what, like 15-8.
Right. Then they went on that 19-game losing streak, whatever it was.
I would have to check the records and everything, but I mean,
they're not as bad as that Detroit team.
There's been, Detroit has the all-time, well, the 40, what was
bad,
the record?
Bad like, and bad.
47.
Whatever. Bad and bad. Bad and bad.
It's bad, though, to answer your question. It's bad baseball. They don't get on base.
Diamondbacks, they just try to swing for the fences. They shred everybody.
We're in Phoenix right now. What are you paying to go to a Diamondbacks game?
Free 95.
I will tell you, back when the Braves were in Fulton County and they used to suck in the Joe Torre days, many times we got in at $5.
Was that with a Coke can?
No. That was just...
You can go to Six Flags. You can
please
go to
someone come here. There have been times that I will just say, opening weekend for high school football, every stadium in Knott's County had more people than were at Fulton County back in those days.
Can I get your thoughts on Kumar Rocker?
To control him for 10 years, I would have paid the money. That's what I would have done. I would have just said, for a decade, you control him. It's just worth the risk. So to me, I would
have pay somebody $6 million and his arm might be.
100%. If I got him for 10 years, if I got to rehab him for 3 years, and then he comes back and he can play. If he can play, he's worth it. If he ever plays in the majors, he's worth it. So that, to me, I would have absolutely done that. Instead of trying to use that money slotted for next year or something like that because of what he could possibly be. And I know that, I just complained about the NBA draft being all about upside. His upside's still enormous. So I would have paid the $6 million to be able to, especially with the way you're throwing around money right now, if you're in baseball. Yeah, and overpaying veterans and stuff like that with multiple dead years at the back end of their contract. I would have handed $6 million to control Kumar Rocker for the better part of the next decade in the hopes that maybe his arm is messed up right now. 3 years from now, he can be a major league pitcher.
That's Will West, Tyler Ivins, 656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. Speaking of the inaugural Sports Fest, it's happening on Saturday. There's going to be a special guest in house. His name, World Series champion Ryan Klesko. Of course, Braves fans will remember Ryan Klesko from his time in the 95 team, his time on that 99 team who took on the Yankees. If you're looking for your chance to chat a little with Ryan Klesko, you can do it this Saturday, but we'll do it next on the starting lineup. 99.1, the Sports Animal.
Tennessee picked up commit number 13 for the class of 2022, its highest rated commit for Josh Heupel so far, a top 130 prospect in the country. His name is Addison Nichols, a four-star offensive lineman. USA and China are currently tied in the medal count, 68 total medals between the two countries. China does lead the gold medal count 32-22 right now. USA men's basketball on to the semifinals in Tokyo after handling Spain 95-81. Kevin Durant scored 29 points in the win. College football news, Alabama's Board of Trustees has approved the contract extension of Nick Saban through the season 2028. Saban's set to make $8.7 million this year, an increase of $400,000 annually. He'll be paid an average of $10.6 million over the lifetime of the contract. That final year comes in at $11.5 million. LSU quarterback Miles Brennan has suffered a severe injury to his left arm that will require surgery. There's no timetable set for Brennan's return. And some baseball scores of note. The Orioles top the Yankees 7-1. Phillies down the Nationals 7-5. The Marlins double to the Mets 6-3. The Tennessee Lottery is proud to have raised more than $6 billion to support educational programs in Tennessee. To learn more, visit tnlottery.com. 8:11, Pete Michaels traffic's coming up next. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
Tennessee picked up commit number 13 for the class of 2022, its highest rated commit for Josh Heupel so far, a top 130 prospect in the country. His name is Addison Nichols, a four-star offensive lineman. USA and China are currently tied in the medal count, 68 total medals between the two countries. China does lead the gold medal count 32-22 right now. USA men's basketball on to the semifinals in Tokyo after handling Spain 95-81. Kevin Durant scored 29 points in the win. College football news, Alabama's Board of Trustees has approved the contract extension of Nick Saban through the season 2028. Saban's set to make $8.7 million this year, an increase of $400,000 annually. He'll be paid an average of $10.6 million over the lifetime of the contract. That final year comes in at $11.5 million. LSU quarterback Miles Brennan has suffered a severe injury to his left arm that will require surgery. There's no timetable set for Brennan's return. And some baseball scores of note. The Orioles top the Yankees 7-1. Phillies down the Nationals 7-5. The Marlins double to the Mets 6-3. The Tennessee Lottery is proud to have raised more than $6 billion to support educational programs in Tennessee. To learn more, visit tnlottery.com. 8:11, Heat Michaels traffic's coming up next. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
Nice. From selling hot dogs in Neyland Stadium as a kid to living on a roof, he's all ball. Tyler Ivins in the starting lineup on 99.1, the sports animal.
Get more details at us at 991thesportsanimal.com. One of our buddies who are going to be in house is going to be Eddie over at Eddie Sports Treasures. Eddie's bringing a special guest with him coming up here on Saturday afternoon. He is World Series champion, and he is, I will tell you, especially in my neck of the woods, he's a Braves icon. He is the outfielder. He is the first baseman. He is a busy, busy dad and a busy, busy husband. Taking a few minutes out of his Tuesday morning, it's Ryan Klesko. Hey, Ryan, it's Tyler and Will. How are you, man? Good morning in Georgia.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic, Ryan. Really appreciate you coming on with us. So you're going to be here in Knoxville this Saturday. You're going to be signing autographs at the inaugural Sports Animal Sports Festival. So I've got to ask you that time with the Braves in 95, the World Series. What was the moment that will stand out to you from that World Series?
I mean, just the final out, you know, the whole all the emotion leading up to it. But that final out, finally, you know, getting it done. And then who knows, you know, in my career, I don't know if it was early on in my career, but who knows, that would have been the only time we won the World Series. And, you know, we had a good team. I think we went back a couple more times after that, but never did, never get that final out on the winning side. So that was something that kind of sets back. But, you know, the whole thing leading up to it, it's just like crazy. It's like when you're, you know, 5 or 10 or, you know, going through, you know, backyard, you know, kids playing wiffle ball, you know, bottom of the ninth World Series, you know. You know, you're playing that out in your head, but you never thought you would actually be there. So leading up to it's very, you know, emotional, trying to get the first win out of the way, or, you know, get your first hit while your mom, you know, while your mom's in the stands. And my mom was kind of, you know, a lot of people, you know, for baseball, you know, they think they're dead, you know, but it was, my mom was kind of my inspiration. Both my sisters played softball, competitive, really good softball. My dad worked in the oil fields in California, was a roughneck, and was a gun at work all the time. So my mom was the one that built the mound, built the hitting net. Taught me how to play baseball, worked two jobs to put me through hitting and pitching lessons. So when I got I just wanted to be able to perform for her to, you know, to be able to go out there and do that for all the hard work she put into me.
You know, Ryan, this might be a $64,000 question, but maybe you can help us answer it. Why do you believe the Atlanta Braves have had such a difficult time getting back to the World Series? I mean, you were on that World Series team also in 99 that fell to the Yankees, but I mean, division title after division title and so much success. What do you think is the issue?
I don't know. I mean, just there's a lot of talent there. It's just hard to be, you know, it's hard to be that one. I mean, there's teams who are still looking to do it, you know, that haven't done it before, you know, in the last, you know, in the modern era anyways. And it's just hard. But, you know, overall, you know, I think we had to look back at it. I think we've talked to former teammates and stuff. I think some going into those, the years that I was there, I honestly think that our bullpen was a little bit weak. And then our bench wasn't great. But you know, that looking back, I mean, whose bullpen is going to be strong when you got all that starting pitching? Those guys, the bullpen guys didn't didn't get a lot of work. And the only thing I can think of is it's not that it was mismanaged or I'm not pointing fingers. I was part of the team, the losing team. You know, I got to look at my performance that year. I didn't do great that year anyways. I didn't have a ton of bats, but you know, you gotta put a lot of that stuff on yourself. But you know, I think that, you know, when you got Glavin, Maddox, Avery, Smoltz, you know, all those Denny Nagel, all those great pitchers coming up, there weren't a whole lot of bullpen work that those guys were getting. And a lot of those guys were throwing complete games or they were going deep in the game. And I truly believe that bullpens, you know, obviously starting pitching helps you obviously go to the World Series. We had that. But, you know, you have to have a strong pen and you have to have a strong bench too. And then, you know, we just didn't hit that year. I mean, the Yankees had tough pitching, and so did we, and we just didn't come up on top together. And then I think in 96, you know, we felt like we should have had that one. I really, if you truly believe, we thought we had a stronger team, but you know, it's a momentum game. It's a, you know, it doesn't matter. Look at the Marlins. They won a couple World Series and no one ever thought they were going to make it. But when I tell you what, when they pulled together as a team and they were playing, it's hard to beat them. So it's just, you know, it's not the best team going to win the World Series. You know that, because if that was the case, all the best teams on paper for like the Yankees, they'd win every year, right? They've got if you look at the best teams in baseball on paper, you'd think, well, these guys would win and these guys. Well, it's kind of the, you know, who's playing the best at that time during October. It's kind of, you know, one momentum change. Like when Boston Red Sox won it, when that whole momentum change, when they came back and won that game after, you know, being down. And then it's just the whole belief thing turned around. So there's all kinds of things that play into it. But I'm just glad to get the one. I was glad for the experience. You play with a lot of good guys in my career. Barry Bonds, Trevor Hoffman, Tony Gwynn, Maddox, Glavin, Smoltz, you know, all those Hall of Fame top guys. So I was just glad to be teammates of all those guys.
Ryan Klesko joins us now. Ryan will be at the inaugural Sports Animal Sports Fest this Saturday at the Knoxville Expo Center signing autographs. Ryan, where do you think about where the sport is right now with specialization, four or five pitchers a game, infield shift, strikeouts, home runs? How do you think the game has changed for the better, or do you think that maybe it's not as entertaining?
Well, I'm an old school guy, so I like the mama power guy, home run guy, but I do like the game the way it was played. You're not seeing as many guys steal bases. You're not seeing as many guys with a runner on second, you know, sacrifice themselves to hit a ground ball on the right side to get them over. But I truly believe the teams that are actually doing that are still winning the World Series. For instance, you know, when Dodgers went over, or Mookie Betts went over the Dodgers, you know, the Dodgers were getting there. They just weren't winning because where were they? They were just a big power pitching, power hitting team, and they didn't shorten up, and they struck out a lot. When Mookie Betts went over, the first thing he talked about was changing their two-strike approach. And you guys probably heard about, you know, Mookie Betts and going in there and taking that winning attitude all the way to the end with those guys. And what they do the next year, they shortened up. They didn't strike us out as much with two strikes. And he took old-school baseball back into the Dodgers clubhouse, and they won. So that was pretty cool. If you really look into the story and what he talked about doing. And that's what I see. I think a lot of the winning teams, the teams that go to the playoffs, a lot of them are still have old school type of atmosphere with them and mentality.
You know, Ryan, there's a lot of pitchers. Obviously, you're an offensive guy, and obviously, when people are using sticky stuff, that's a huge advantage for the pitchers. But there are some old school guys out there that I still go back and forth with, who believe rosin, who believe sunscreen, not this over the top spider tack stuff that's been in the news lately. Where are you, kind of where baseball is heading into 2022? Because you know it's certainly going to be chatted about during the collective bargaining agreement. Just all in all, where the sport has come, especially when it comes to pitching and how dominant it can be at times.
Yeah, you know, and listen, bigger, better, stronger, the diets have changed. These pitchers, the average weight of the pitchers, you know, probably got to be 10 to 20, 10, 15 pounds heavier. The technology, these kids, because I have my son's 12, and we run a travel ball system down here, and, you know, they're one of the top teams in the country. He's played for some of the top teams in the country and stuff like that. These kids are getting better earlier, man. It's crazy. He's going to play 100 games this year. And they're learning stuff that they're training at an earlier age. They're getting stronger. Their diets are better. There's all kinds of stuff that's going on that's just making them better athletes. That being said, you know, them being a little bit bigger, stronger, there's a few more arm injuries and stuff like that because, you know, a pitcher's not meant to have that type of strength and, you know, there's more arm injuries and stuff like that. But overall, you know, these pitchers, you know, they're learning the pitches. They're throwing stuff. I mean, the new part of the game, you know, it's got its advantages. Like I said, I'm a firm believer in a lot of this stuff. If it can help a player, you know, the velo machine can help a player, or if a kid, like a great stories with Muncy, right? He was a guy in the minor leagues,
right?
Got released, and he's with the Dodgers. But how many people has it ruined compared to how many people? Like a guy, for instance, in college, instead of hitting 340 in college, he's hitting 240 in college because he's listening to some of these guys and he's trying to uppercut the ball. Now he's striking out more. And now he's somewhat ruined his career. You know, give me a guy that hits 300 in the big leagues, he's going to have a job somewhere, especially if he's drawing walks. So there's a fine line of some of this old school stuff and new school stuff. And I think a good mixture is to just overall analyze everything. You know, what are they going to tell Tony Gwynn that is in the Hall of Fame? Stop hitting line drives or stop hitting the ball on the ground in the hole and try to hit home runs. So there's got to be a fine line, and I think that a lot of the teams that are doing are successful are kind of understand they've got some old school guys in them, they've got some technology. If the technology helps, okay, let's add it, right? Let's make a player better with technology. But if you get a guy that's hitting 340 or 300 every year, don't fix what's not broke, right?
Right.
So there's some of that stuff that's overboard. I don't know if you guys agree with me on that.
Ryan Klesko, just yesterday I called him to make sure he could join us this morning. He was throwing to his son, or his son was throwing to him. He was talking about how busy his son is, 100 games. So not only is he a busy dad, not only is he a busy husband, but he's going to find a little bit of time not only to join us this morning, but to join us coming up on Saturday at the inaugural Sports Fest. Ryan, we can't say thank you enough. I know, your schedule's super busy, but that you can take a few minutes out this morning, and we look forward to chatting coming up this weekend here in Knoxville, Tennessee, sir. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thanks for talking to me, guys.
Hey, this is VFL Joshua Dobbs, and we're counting it down. It's just
30 days until
it's football time in Tennessee.
This Sports Radio WNML countdown to kickoff is brought to you by Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Find out more at tvacreditunion.com.
Go home!
All right, guys, today is Martha Stewart's 80th birthday.
Okay.
Weirdest celebrity imprisonment. Stewart's, Plaxico Burress, or Robert Downey Jr.?
Oh, come on. You start Plaxico Burress. I'm going to bench Robert Downey Jr. I'm going to cut Martha Stewart. I mean, insider trading is kind of a big deal, so I shouldn't make it seem like it's nothing. But compared to the other two with Robert Downey Jr. and Plaxico Burress, the gun incident, yeah, it didn't hold a
feeling. Yeah, no, the weirdest, I'm going to start Plax, and because, again, he had a gun in the band, in the waistband of his sweatpants at a gentleman's club, if you will. That's weird. You know what I mean? So I'll start that. I'll bench Martha Stewart, because if you'd have said literally anybody in the world were playing name association, who's going to get arrested next in the celebrity world back then, I would not have said Martha Stewart might have been dead last. And then the Robert Downey Jr. thing, he was having some problems. So that's not incredibly shocking. I guess the sheer number of things in his possession were what was shocking and good for him for getting his life turned around. So it was the least weird.
League with the most compelling free agency. NBA, MLB, or NFL.
You were at dinner with us last night. My nephews, every time something happened, what did you hear Brody and Isaac do, right?
Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, Will. Kyle Lowry. Will.
Did you see what Lonzo Ball got from Chicago?
Yeah.
To me, it's still Major League Baseball, though. You start Major League Baseball, those are massive contracts. You're literally refreshing. Your thumbs are swiping the Twitter, trying to make sure you don't miss any free agent signings. I'm going to start Major League Baseball. I'm going to bench the NBA. I'm going to cut the NFL.
I'm going to start the NBA because it's more compelling free agency is than the actual games themselves. So I will start the NBA. I'm going to bench Major League Baseball. I'll cut the NFL.
Yeah.
With Tennessee football having media day today, biggest storyline for fall camp this year. Quarterback battle, new systems being implemented, or replacing players who transferred?
You know what? Because it's learning so many names, and it's to see so many faces and who you're going to be cheering on. I'm going to start the transfer portal replacing them. I'm going to bench the quarterback competition. I'm going to say implementing the new system. I mean, look, this is obviously a big storyline, but compared to the other two, I believe that it's still the cut position.
I'm going to start implementing the new systems. I think that's going to be the biggest. The biggest determining factor among these for success and failure for Tennessee football this year will be about how well and how much of the systems that they're able to get implemented. So I start that. I bench the QB battle. I cut replacing the transferred players because I don't know. We'll figure it out by the time we get to fall camp, or we're going to finish up fall camp, right? We get a lot of time.
And to be completely different, I will start the quarterback battle because, again, I think that's the most important position in all of sports, and Tennessee can't go anywhere without a quarterback. We saw that the last couple of years. I'd bench the new systems being implemented because you got to know what you're doing, obviously. And then I'll cut replacing the players who transfer because they can be out there, but they got to know what to do in order to make an impact. So, with Miles Brennan's injury, who is the biggest threat to Alabama in the SEC West? A&M, Auburn, or Ole Miss?
I'm going to start A&M.
Yeah.
I'm going to bench Ole Miss. I'm going to cut Auburn.
That is the right order. I will start A&M. The reason, I don't think anybody's going to come close. I think it was LSU, period. A&M's got big offensive line issues that they've got to figure out. Kellen Mond's not walking through that door, but I think they'll try to run the football a lot more the way that they did last year, A&M will. But start A&M, bench Ole Miss, cut Auburn. I just think, again, Mike Bobo, Will Friend.
Today is National Georgia Day.
Ooh.
Which Atlanta franchise will win the city's next championship? The Falcons, the Braves, or the Hawks?
Atlanta United not involved there? I'm just kidding. Joseph Martinez is leaving. I will start the I'm going to start the Braves because they're the only one that can. I will bench the Falcons. I'll cut the Hawks. I will just tell you, I was told this by somebody deeply tied into Atlanta sports that if I said his name, most of you would know it. Because so many NBA players have their side woman in Atlanta, they don't want to go play in Atlanta because of baby's mama's issues and things like that. So because of that, they don't want to go there, and their family doesn't want to move there because there have just been some things that a lot of NBA players have done in Atlanta.
Well, you're going to keep me from starting the Hawks by saying all this.
I'm just telling you, I was told this. I with someone very, 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 very tied in to Atlanta sports told me, Look, this is where everybody's side woman is, and that means their wife doesn't want them to move them and their kids to Atlanta, so the Hawks will never win a championship.
I was going to start the Hawks. Now I'll start the Braves. I'll bench the Hawks. I'm going to cut the Falcons. Falcons, when you're 28-3, when you're up 28-3, and you can't slam the door and hit the deadbolt, time for you.
You waited way too long into Matt Ryan's tenure for you to start trying to rebuild this thing while he was still there, and now it's too late.
Yep.
I just think of those three teams. I mean, the Braves are the most complete easily, even though they played awful this year and have injuries. The Falcons are the least likely, and then the Hawks have a superstar. But and it had a nice run. Give them credit. Had a nice run this year, but I think that you'd have to add to that team as well. Last one. Today is Tom Brady's 44th birthday. As of today, who is the biggest threat to the Buccaneers repeating? The Chiefs, the Bills, the Rams.
This is pretty easy to me.
I think that's the order.
Yeah,
start the Chiefs.
Start the Chiefs. Bench the Bills. Cut the Rams.
No Packers.
I would put the Packers over either the Bills or the Rams.
You would?
Yeah. With Rodgers coming back, I do think the fact that they all hate each other is not going to help things.
Exactly. That's why I didn't put them on there. I wrote that.
But I think that having Randall Cobb there, having Rodgers, it'll be Rodgers' team now, and I think that will work itself out. And LaFleur's just going to have to take a back seat the way that we saw Bruce Arians take a back seat in Tampa last year.
So it's Heritage Realty and Will. They bring Start, Bench, Cut to us each and every day here on TSL.
That's right. HeritageRealtyKnox.com, a boutique firm that focuses on you, the client, over the needs of the sales pipeline. They're especially incredible when it comes to property management. Treating your property as if it's their own, maximizing your investment value. That is Heritage Realty.
Ryan with Ivins.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
Olympic medal count, it is all tied up between China and the United States at 68 total medals. China does lead the gold medal count 32-22, so 10 over the Americans. USA men's basketball team on to the semifinals in Tokyo, handling Spain 95-81. Kevin Durant scored 29 points in the win. Tennessee football picked up a monster commit yesterday. Four-star offensive lineman, top 130 player in the country, Addison Nichols, becomes the highest-rated commit for Josh Heupel, 13th in the class for 2022. NBA free agent Frenzy Chris Paul agreed to stay with the Phoenix Suns, four-year deal worth up to $120 million. The Hawks and Trae Young have agreed on a rookie five-year max extension worth up to $207 million. Kyle Lowry headed to South Beach following a sign-and-trade with Toronto to Miami. Blake Griffin returned to the Nets on a one-year deal, and the Bulls have landed Lonzo Ball in a sign-and-trade with the Pelicans. Colts quarterback Carson Wentz is said to have foot surgery. He'll be out 5 to 12 weeks for Indianapolis. And then on the diamond, the Orioles top the Yankees 7-1. The Phillies down the Nationals 7-5. Have a little fun with Instant Games. August Instant Games available now at any Tennessee Lottery retailer with top prizes ranging from $5,000 up to $1 million. It's 8:43. Pete Michaels Traffic's coming up next. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
He refers to Dolly Parton as the one that got away.
Tyler Ivins in the starting lineup on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
Here comes the money. That's the final segment of your Tuesday TSL. 99.1, you're listening to The Sports Animal. Tyler Ivins, Will West, ride with Ivins for your Tuesday. And you know what? I don't parlay that often. I'm just sitting here saying to myself, man, an opportunity to make a little bit of extra cash after we lost out on the run line yesterday. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a first and likely the last that I ever parlay two games. But I'm going to go both the National League and the American League. Let's get started with the American League. It has bit us before, but it will not bite us tonight. I'm going to go between Kansas City and Chicago. It's the White Sox versus the Royals. I like teams like the White Sox to beat bad teams like the Royals. I understand that Kansas City's trying to stay afloat, even though they're one of the worst teams in baseball. But the White Sox will take advantage of that tonight. One of those matchups now happening on the south side of Chicago. So you're going to grab the White Sox money line and pair it together with the New York Mets money line tonight. Another one of those successful seasons. Go look at what the Mets have done when they're on South Beach against Miami. Taiwan Walker, the all-star righty, even though he struggled since the second half began, I expect a rebound performance for him tonight against the Miami Marlins. You're taking two good teams, having them beat two bad teams. Your parlay today, moneyline parlay, we're going both the White Sox and the Mets to win tonight, and you're going to cash yourself. I don't know where you're shopping, but you can get it somewhere in the 160, plus 160 range. Will West, your Dodgers, man. If they could just stop tripping up against the Rockies, maybe they can make me a little bit of money.
All right, so today is media day at Tennessee. Eric Kane is going to head over there later this afternoon. Cater, what are you trying to hear from Josh Heupel today? Or is it just really going to be just kind of the same old, and then let's get to fall camp?
I mean, I think for the most part, it's going to be kind of just checks and balances. Say, who all is healthy? What's the vaccination rates? You know, you said at SEC media days, your team was not at 80%. You said that there was a chance that could change by the time camp gets here. Where's the team at now? I think that's kind of a common question going around every NFL training camp and college camps as they open up right now. But, you know, basically that, injuries, major, how are the transfers coming in? Is everybody available right now? Just kind of stuff like that. Until we actually get to see, you know, practice with our own eyes tomorrow, and then we can see, okay, well, let's ask about this.
You got to be kind of upfront, though, when you look at this Tennessee football team right now. It's going to be a lot of questions about the quarterback. And Kaner, I'm going to tell you right now, are you a little surprised that Will and I are split on who we believe the starters are going to be week one against Bowling Green? Remember earlier today, he said that he was going to go with Hendon Hooker, the Vautech transfer. I'm going to go with Joe Milton. So we both believe that Harrison Bailey right now is not going to be the starting quarterback, even though he's the only one who's been on campus.
But I think by the end of the year, I think that Harrison Bailey will be the starting quarterback.
Yeah, and I mean, I can't speak for you guys, but I mean, I feel like it's just a guess right now.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely just because people have told me he was the best in fall in spring. Yeah, that's why.
Again, it was Hooker. He was the most consistent in spring. He had a horrendous spring game. Harrison Bailey had a great spring game. Joe Milton wasn't here. It's just a guess right now. And so to answer your question, I guess no, because again, it's just a guess in my opinion. So we'll get to see exactly who's performing better as camp goes on. And hopefully there'll be an open practice here too, so we can really evaluate things as well.
All right, gentlemen, let's step aside, shall we? The Eric Gaines Show with Brian Rice is coming up on the other side. They will get you ready for the open of fall camp. It's happening on campus. August 3rd is finally here. 30 days from now, Tennessee's taking on Bowling Green. Everything you need to know leading up to the home opener on September the 2nd, you'll be able to find right here on the flagship station for Tennessee 99.1. You're listening to the Sports Animal.